Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Zimbabwe's top-order batting finally all fired at once to give them a shock win over Pakistan in the opening one-day international in Harare. It's the first time Zimbabwe have defeated Pakistan in any full international since 1998. Openers Hamilton Masakatsa and Vusi Sabanda both passed 50, while Brendan Taylor and Sean Williams made valuable contributions as they eased to their target of 245 with 10 balls to spare. Earlier, half-centuries from Mohammad Hafiz and Misbah-ul Haq hadn't been able to help Pakistan post an imposing total, as Zimbabwe's seam trio of Tinesh Panyangara, Brian Vittori and Tendai Chitara all enjoyed good days. Sarah Taylor scored a national record of 77 to set up a 15-run win for England over Australia in the first Women's Ashes 2020 international in Chelmsford. As England defended 146 for 4 by restricting Australia to 131 for 5, they moved into an 8-4 lead in the multi-format series and now need just one more point to claim the Ashes. This was a thoroughly impressive performance from England, who took charge of proceedings early on and seldom released any pressure on Australia. Owen Morgan will captain England's one-day international team for the one-off game against Ireland and for the five-match series against Australia that follows. Regular captain Alistair Cook, 2020 international skipper Stuart Broad and fast bowler James Anderson have all been rested for the six matches. Ian Bell and Graham Swann are also given time off after their involvement in all five Ashes test matches, with Kevin Peterson, Joe Root and Jonathan Trott rested from the Ireland ODI but included in the squad to take on Australia. Uncapped pace bowlers Jamie Overton and Boyd Rankin are included in both squads, along with batsman Michael Carberry, while Chris Jordan and Gary Balance have an opportunity to impress against Ireland. James Taylor, who made his ODI debut against Ireland 2 years ago, is in the squad to travel to Dublin but misses out on a squad for the Australia series as Peterson, Root and Trott return. Left-arm spinner Danny Briggs travels to Ireland, while the more experienced off-spinner James Treadwell is preferred for the home fixtures, with wicketkeeper Joss Butler and all-rounder Ben Stokes also in both squads.